Thank you so much for calling.
Yes. Where is this? Have I called Elite Wiki Writers?
Yeah, this is Elite Wiki Writers. This is Justin Wilson.
Okay. Justin, I'm supposedly texting you right now. I'm Lion Ayodele. I'm trying to find out why I have not received my profile or refund.
Oh, is there on the chat right now?
Yeah.
Jared, I see.
I can't hear you.
Am I speaking with Jared?
Yes, hello, what?
I'm saying, am I speaking with Jared?
You're speaking with Lion.
Perfect. So, Jared, I have discussed your case with Lisa, and the only problem we are facing with getting the profile right is that you lack notability online.
Yeah, but then you guys should have said that, and there's nothing I can do about it. There's no articles that can be published. There are no articles that were published, so nothing is going to change as far as that, so you should refund the money.
No. The thing is, we
if you are saying that you are challenged, did you hear what I said? You said that I do not meet the criteria. Therefore, I should not be billed. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, or are you pretending that you don't? Because what I'm saying is, hey, look, this amount of money is so insignificant, but I don't like to lose. So I am offering you the option to fix this. We can remedy this, or we can make this matter something that is disgusting and unnecessary. I can bring so much attention to your business practices that you've never seen. I'm asking you to refund my money. Not because I need the money. Hey, do you understand me? Not because I need the money, but because it's my money. So I'm offering you that option.
Are you threatening me right now?
No. Hey, I'm not threatening you. I'm offering you, if you think about it, in terms of business, this is a great business deal I'm offering you. I'm saying the crazy person that you have taken money from will walk away.
Our business works.
This actually is. You guys had offered me that this would be done within 2 months. That's what you guys said. That was the negotiation. It wasn't, hey, this will take 1 or 2 years. Do you understand me? So already you've misrepresented yourself. I was also told that the Google Knowledge Panel would be up immediately. Even that was not up. So in my regard, from my perspective, this has all been a waste of time.
Google,
and then the amount of time and energy that it took just in communication with you guys, this was absurd.
Will you let me speak or not?
Have I stopped you from speaking?
No.
Haven't we been in the communication?
You're just continuously saying, and you're not stopping. That's the reason I have to stop you.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with how conversations work. People just start speaking and the other one stops.
Yeah, I'm continuously trying to say something, but you're not stopping. That's the reason.
Oh, wait, continue. Say something.
Sure. So the Google Knowledge Panel has no relation with the notably enhancement of a Wikipedia profile. Google Knowledge Panel is uploaded once the Wikipedia profile is live. It's something that appears on the Google device and it appears on the right-hand side of the Google page. It has nothing to do with enhancement of notability. So I don't know.
Yeah, but wasn't I charged for it? Okay. Well, you're saying that I wasn't. So then that's perhaps my loss now. Is that what you're saying? Wonderful. That the gentleman from your company that called me and offered me the Google Knowledge Panel was doing so illegally or whatever. Wonderful.
And
why am I not surprised?
May I have the name of the person who called you?
How do you think I would know it? All I have is Lisa's name. It was a text. I don't know. He sent me a text and he called, and Lisa is aware of this. She must know the person.
So you paid someone without knowing his name?
I paid your company. I paid the same invoice, the same thing that I paid before. I literally just paid more money to the same account that I paid before. I'm sorry, what?
How much in total did you pay, a total amount?
I believe the total amount was $500.
$500, and then you're saying that you were charged for the Google Knowledge Panel as well?
An additional $180.
So in total, you were charged around $680.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying to you.
Okay, got it. So I'll...
And just so we're clear, there is also a banking record. If you just tell me the name of your billing, I can look it up and send you the actual screenshots of my banking account. Or I can take the time to go through and tediously go through and find the actual charge date.
If you could email
I cannot hear you. You're going in and out.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I'm saying if you could email me the conversation you had with the representative who asked you for more money, it would be great.
I just told you it was via text message. Now, listen, if you are saying to me that I lose the Google Cloud money, so be it. You still owe me the money. You still owe me $500. So I don't care. At this point, I'm walking away with something. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, I'm understanding totally.
This is already taking a lot more time and stress. I'm really not happy. I mean, the mere fact that they've ceased communication already is an indication that I am offering you the option to just refund my credit card. I can give you the credit card information. You probably have it on file. You can't. All right, do you hear what I said? I am offering you that option, or I'm saying to you, hey, unfortunately, we already have enough correspondence to prove what I have been saying, that I can take this to the authorities and I can waste an entire day of my time sitting there and explaining to them over and over what I have just explained to you. Do I want to do that? No.
What you're offering is totally not professional, to be honest.
Well, do you think that what you're offering and putting me in this position is professional? I mean, I'm gonna entertain this conversation for a few more minutes. I'm going to end up, what would you say if you've paid some random people on the internet money and you have not received the product? Would you be just sitting there happy? I'm asking you to put yourself in my position. So then don't pretend that you don't understand why I'm having this position. If you want me to go online and write a bajillion articles connecting your site to scam and et cetera and bring that kind of attention to you, I can also do that. I'm asking you to refund my money.
Please go ahead. If you're threatening like this, please go ahead.
This is not a threat. Listen, that's business. No. Do you understand?
Please go ahead.
Hey, my friend. I want to make sure you understand what you're offering. That's fine.
Yes,
Mr. Wilson, you have already just told me that you are more interested in committing fraud than just paying back some random person. That's fine.
No, I know. No, no,
you just told me. You just told me that the only option that I have to be holding
right now, you're not even listening to what I'm saying, to be honest.
No, you just told me to go ahead and write articles exposing you guys as a fraud.
If that's what you think is professional, you can please go ahead. If that's what would satisfy you, you can please go ahead.
What would satisfy me, obviously, you know, is either receiving the product that I paid for or being refunded the money that I have asked to be refunded.
You think posting some articles and publishing some bad publicity over our brand would affect us?
No. I said I would be going to the FBI in addition to posting those articles. I mean, obviously, the articles are not going to be enough. And listen, you know, obviously, the FBI is probably so inundated with things that they have to do that all they're going to do is just give this probably a quick red flag. So it will happen nothing to you guys. But from my perspective, at least, I will feel better that I have done something about this matter. So that's what I'm offering you. I'm offering you, hey, please let's remedy this in the easiest way possible, which I'm sure there's an easy way that we can rectify this, or we can make this a bigger hassle that's unnecessary. No, that is not a threat.
You
that is how I deal with business practices. That's literally how I deal with business.
I am talking.
Are you done insulting me?
No, I'm not insulting you, but you just keep talking and talking. It's not allowing me to speak. So I'll tell Lisa to give you a call that because she's been handling your account, and I really don't have an idea of what you're trying to say and what type of threats you're trying to apply on us. So I will tell Lisa to give you a call and make sure that this is handled professionally, and whatever the problems you have will be catered well.
And when will I receive this call?
Come again?
When will I receive this call?
You will receive this call probably by the next week. Lisa isn't in the office today.
I will wait until Tuesday to see if this matter is resolved, and then if not, I have to go waste my time to deal with the FBI.
You know, to be honest, I could...
I hear you. You think that the blah, 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 that nothing will happen to you. I'm just saying to you that I will go and hand my computer over and show the correspondence for them to at least see what they can do. I don't want to do that, but I literally will just bring my computer over down the street anyways from my office, so I'll just have to do that. Anyways, I will look forward to hearing from you by Tuesday afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern time. If I do not, I have to do that. Have a good one, guys.
Bye-bye.